The plaintiffs, their families, and members of the American Foundation for Equal Rights gathered in downtown Los Angeles today to celebrate what they call a historic victory. In a narrow 2-1 decision, the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals found that Proposition 8 violated the United States Constitution by taking away the right to marry from a minority group. American Foundation for Equal Rights President Chad Griffin says the ruling sent the message marriage is a right for all Americans.
Make no mistake about it, today is a historic victory for marriage equality and freedom and for the plaintiffs and their families behind me. But it is a monumental loss for those who oppose marriage equality, freedom, and liberty.
Paul Gautami, his partner Jeff Cirillo, and Chris Perry and her partner Sandy Steer were all plaintiffs in the case. Each took the stage with their families to thank supporters. Gautami says the ruling is a victory for equal rights.
And today's decision is important to that young me that never dreamt that I would wake up in a country where I could marry the person that I love. I never allowed myself that opportunity until today.
The case is far from over. Supporters of Prop 8 can appeal in the Ninth Circuit or go straight to the U.S. Supreme Court. That's the likely scenario, according to Peter Sprigg of the Family Research Council, an anti-gay marriage group who helped campaign for Prop 8.
I disagree with the decision of the court. I don't believe there is any constitutional violation in Proposition 8, and in fact, I believe that the people of California have the sovereign right to amend their constitution in the way that they did.
It is unknown where the case will go in the courts, but gay rights groups are mobilizing to get another initiative on the ballot for November. Andrea Kowalczyk, Annenberg Radio News.